Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's been a cold and snowy week here in the eastern townships, so I hope the program today will warm your spirits, especially if you're unable to get to a church this morning. Welcome to the Word of Grace for Sunday, the 5th of February, 2023. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We're pleased to bring you this broadcast, and I'm so glad to have you listening, whether that is live on Radio CJMQ or catching up by the archive recordings on the internet. May God bless us as we seek him today. Here are words from Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy One, light of the world, in the sparkle of the snowflake we see your beauty. In frosted treetops we delight in your splendor. Even in the cold of winter, your creation amazes us. We praise you for blessing the world with such beauty and giving us a place within it. We thank you for Jesus, for he is the full blossom and expression of who you are. In him we see your full radiance and glory. He is the light of the world, and we thank you that in the darkness of our lives, your Spirit helps us see his light. Just as months of winter renew creation for springtime growth, renew us with your Spirit in this time to grow in faithfulness and service. Grant that our lives can shine the light of Jesus into these challenging times. Holy One, we confess we have taken your creation for granted. We squander its resources as if they were only for us. We consume whatever we want, selfishly and carelessly. Forgive us, we pray. Shine your light on us so we see the ways of your wisdom more clearly and follow the path of Jesus sets before us with more humble hearts. Jesus is the firstborn of creation, shining a redeeming light into the darkness of human sin. In him we are forgiven, restored and made new. Thanks be to God that we can make a fresh start today. Amen. Gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 5 at verse 13, following on from the Beatitudes that we read about last week. Matthew 5 and verse 13. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." Amen. The other week, in our church study group, the question was asked what the role of Christian leaders was. And one answer from the book we were working on was to say that Christian leaders, and indeed Christians in general, were thermostats, a device for controlling the temperature, for managing the environment. And so out of that and out of those readings, I ask you, are you a thermometer or a thermostat? Are you a thermometer or a thermostat? A thermometer reflects its environment. It shows what the temperature is. If it's hot outside, it says it's hot. If it's cold, it says it's cold. But it exerts no influence on what's around it, but rather it is influenced by it. But not so a thermostat. A thermostat controls power. It sets the temperature. It changes the environment. Are you a thermostat or a thermometer? What a great question. And that's really the question that Jesus puts to his disciples in the gospel reading when he says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Think about it. Jesus tells us, "You are the salt of the earth." And again, "You are the light of the world." Somehow, because of who God has made us, somehow, because of our decision in the Lord to follow Jesus, we are made into salt, into light for the world. And that's the beauty and the reality of what God does to us. Indeed, in some ways, it's the most important thing that God does through us when we live by our faith in Jesus, trusting in his new birth. We become salt and light to others. Think of the people who have been salt and light to you, the people who first spoke to your yearning heart, the people who first, because of their love and care for you, inspired you to believe in the God of love, the ones who told you the Bible story and shared the gospel of Jesus with you. Did they not light up your life? Did they not bring new savour and zest to the diet you once lived on? Did they not penetrate and change your lives with their care and concern and honesty? We are here today because the light of God has come into our life through the light that was in other people. And so the question we need to address is, what are we going to do with that light in us? You are the salt of the earth. This is not a command or a suggestion from Jesus. It's a statement of fact. You are the salt of the earth. And he goes on to say that we can be good salt or bad salt, but either way, we're it. We, the people of God, are the salt of the earth. And if we fail to have the effect that salt is supposed to have, well, that's it. There's no backup plan. We are the salt of the earth. Similarly, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Again, we're it. If the light is under a bucket, we're a wasted light. We're just burning up fuel for no benefit. But we're still the only light. We are the light of the world. And these sayings in the Sermon on the Mount are the link between the Beatitudes, Jesus' illustrations of the kind of characteristics God really values in people, and his discussion of the law of Israel, the beginning of which we heard say, "Do not think I've come to abolish the law, not to abolish it, but to fulfill it." You are the salt of the earth. Eugene Peterson translates it like this: let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, to bring out the God colors in the world. God is present and active in the world all the time. But God acts through us, through the church. The whole world is full of the presence of God, but if there's no one dancing to God's song, then the presence of God will go largely undetected. just as many people can barely taste the flavors in their food unless there's some salt to bring them out, so too the life of God will be almost undetectable unless we are living it out boldly. The law alone, the written word, cannot be salt for the earth. The word must take flesh in us. Pedantic law-keeping is not life. Yes, Jesus says, "I've not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." It's just that we do not fulfill the law by counting each commandment and ticking them off religiously. We fulfill the law as we live out the mind of Christ that's being formed in us, as we live in gratitude for God's grace in us. By all means, read the scriptures, meditate day and night on the law of the Lord, contemplate the God revealed therein. But don't do it to memorize lists of do's and don'ts to be frigidly executed. Do it so that the mind of Christ may be more and more formed in you, that the light of Christ might shine in you, in full-flavored passion for life and compassion for all who share the earth with us. In so doing, you will be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and in doing so, you will be living out the law. Your righteousness will far exceed the most nitpicking legalist, and you'll be embraced as a child of the kingdom of God, to the glory of our loving God, who lives and reigns in all.
But you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. How can you ask for truth when you do not truthful live? How can you ask forgiveness when you don't forgive? Now, I don't mean to bring you down or speak to you unkind, but you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. You can't be shine. There's a little light in all of us by God's design, but you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. How can you ask a child to be honest and true when he can only judge what's right by what he sees in you? How can you offer vision yet walk around blind? No, you can't see a beacon if its light don't shine. You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
There's a little light in all of us by God's design,
but you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
May God's love surround you, may you find a brighter day. May He grant you the peace you're seeking.
God of justice and righteousness, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to live out your love in this world. Thank you for his words and deeds, and for the way that he fulfilled and completed and obeyed the law in all its fullness. He came to be light, and he went to the darkness of the grave by way of the cross, and bursting forth from death, he brings light into the world and calls us to be light and salt for the earth. We thank you for the ministries undertaken through the church and through the churches, for the way that light and salt comes to so many different lives and pressures, and the necessities they provide to sustain communities and make hope tangible. And so we pray for your world, with all its wonders and worries which rest upon our hearts and yours. We pray for those who need your justice, Lord, for those who sleep on the cold streets, for those who do not have enough to eat, for those who worry about how to make ends meet for their families, for those facing violence in their homes or communities, for nations engulfed in conflict, for places struggling to recover after flooding, drought, storm, or unrest. We pray for refugees and political prisoners, for children who must work instead of going to school, and for parents who long to give their children a better life. Let your church be salt and light, and let the good news of Jesus Christ crucified and risen be good news for this world. May your church be good news in each of the situations we bring before you. And we pray for all who need your healing touch, Lord, for people who are confused and afraid, for those in hospitals and nursing homes and those who care for them, for those who are dealing with long-term disability or mental illness, long COVID and the many illnesses circulating through winter, for those who mourn and grieve. Surround each one with your peace and comfort so that hope for healing may be renewed each day. Make us salt and light for the world, Lord, not by presuming we know best how to fix others, but as compassionate neighbours, unafraid to reach out. And we gather our prayers into one voice, praying as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with me. I hope that the light of the life of God has been shining into your life. I encourage you to find your way to a fellowship of faith, a place where the good news of Jesus is preached, where you might be encouraged in life, in worship, and in service. You'd be very welcome to join with us at 10:30 at St. Andrew's on Queen Street in Lennoxville, and we'd be blessed to have you along with us. You can also follow us online on YouTube or Facebook. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Evermore. Amen.
Carry your candle, run to the dark.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.